throughout your career, you've performed at places like the White House and the Kremlin and Carnegie Hall and in the dividing line between North and South Korea. Has there been a place where you just kind of looked around and kind of had to pinch yourself to realize you were performing there and you were there in the first place?
Well, you know, all of those places have been great. And, of course, to do the first concert in the Palace of Congress, the Kremlin, that was indeed an exciting thing. But I got to tell you, I enjoy being right here in Louisville, having an opportunity to go to my own church and sharing there, and that has been a joy. I have to tell you that singing the national anthem at a Western game or two has been a highlight as well.
Very good. And I understand there was a point in your career where you lost your voice and didn't sing for a year. Did that change kind of your approach and how you care for your voice and how you go about kind of taking care of it?
Well, it really did. And, of course, I studied voice there at Western. My teacher was Om Pauly, who was a wonderful person and a fabulous singer. And I sang myself out. I mean, I was traveling and doing two or three concerts a day. We were doing a driver education safety programs with the Chrysler Corporation at that time, and going in and out of schools and then singing. And I just misused it. And it taught me a great lesson that to fall back on those old lessons and some of the processes that were a part of those lessons, and then just to get rest and not sing yourself out. I mean, you know, we have an opportunity to be trained and to understand the instrument a little bit, and part of that understanding, part of keeping your voice strong and vibrant is to rest and to kind of limit what you're doing sometimes.
In your concert on Monday, what can people who go out to that event at the Sky Pack, what can they expect?
Well, you're going to expect a great orchestra, first of all. And as I mentioned, Jeff Reed and the boys and girls down there do a great, great job. And then you'll hear some Christmas favorites. My Christmas CD entitled All Year Long won a Grammy Award, so we've got some wonderful songs on there, and it's just going to be a great party time. So I hope everybody will do whatever it takes, get a ticket, whatever it is, drag your friends and come out, and we'll have a great time as we go into the Christmas season.